Blog Talk Radio.
Almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's man? Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honor. It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
Okay there, family. Welcome to another Parents Coaching Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and I promise you again, we're going to have another wonderful show because we got some things we need to talk about and some things we need to get out so we can highlight and showcase our young athletes all across the country. I got some information for you this evening. And I'm going to have some folks calling in this evening that's going to talk about some athletes that's done some phenomenal things and hope to hear about these athletes one day on the big stage, whether or not, just like we talked about the other day, whether or not, like my man Mr. Everett Glenn said, whether or not it's actually on the field, on the court, or whatever, or sitting in the front office, can still be involved in that sport industry. But before we go on, of course, you know, I got to go ahead and play my song, Mr. Keith Wright. Go ahead, Keith, give it to us one time.
The game had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Okay there, family. You heard my man Keith Wright. He said he's making smart cool, and we're going to try to continue to make smart cool because that is the theme song and the motto of the Parents Coaching Parent Network. We're going to make smart cool. For those of you that's listening on the Internet, okay, if you want to call in and ask questions or just have a general conversation, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646 929-2416. You can always call in, talk to us. If we got any guests up on the line that you're interested in talking to, hey, give us a call at that number, and we'll bring you up on the air and have a nice little conversation. But I promise you we're going to be talking about some good things this evening, and hopefully we'll have some parents calling in that's involved in a couple of events that I know about and talk about what the athletes have been doing over the summer. Also, parents, when you're checking out my profile page, and that hopefully I'll get a chance to remind you again at the end, when you're checking out the profile page and you see a little statement over there at, above the description that says follow me or follow this site or track this site or something to that nature, you may want to click on that, and that gives me a little bit of something to let me know that, hey, you're interested in keeping up with what's going on with the Parent Coaching Parent Network. And I promise you, I will try to get back to you. Again, if you ever have anything that the Parent Coaching Parent Network can do for you, help you out with, or whatever you need to give us, shoot us an email. You can reach us at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. Well, this evening, parents, we're going to talk about, we're going to have some folks call in that's been involved in a pretty big event here in the Hampton Roads area. Now, this event, although it's in the Hampton Roads area, trust me, it's in the Hampton Roads area, but yet and still, it impacts and covers and have involved in it athletes from all over the United States. Athletes from all over the United States is involved, and they've been doing their thing for the whole week. We're talking about the AAU Junior Olympics. And we're going to have a number of callers call in this evening and just talk about the AAU Junior Olympics and what some of them fine young athletes have been doing throughout the week. You know, qualifying, racing in all types of events, everything from the 100 to the 30 to the 3,000. You know, everything from race walk to shot put, long jump, discus, pole vault, the whole works. So they're out there doing their thing, no matter whether or not it's hot, cold, or whatever. They're out there doing their thing, and hopefully we'll have some parents call in this evening and give us some highlights on what our young athletes have been doing, those athletes from around the country. I know for sure we're gonna have some athletes calling in from various places, okay? But I have a on the line, and hopefully that guest is going to bring us some good information about what's going on at the Junior Olympic scene. But before I bring my guests up, of course, you know, I got to run my commercial and give my folks from Cleveland, Ohio, a little playtime on the air as well. Mr. Al Woods,
Dreamed
what
of
are you talking
college,
about now,
then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, that was Mr. Al Woods, Woods Recruiting. Woods Recruiting Service. That is a free recruiting service. You go to check out www.woodsrecruiting.com. Mr. Al Woods is out of Cleveland, Ohio, and trust me, he is offering a free recruiting service. What is a free recruiting service? Well, he helps you work on that scholarship process as well. He'll take the athletes from stage A to stage Z, working on that recruiting process. Parents, I'm out here just to educate you on the process. But I see we got one of my guests on, and I got to bring him up on the air. One of my brothers from way back from another mother. And trust me, I'm quite sure he has some athletes involved in the Junior Olympic process. Hey, Big Nate, you out there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Tell me where you from, sir, and how many kids you got involved, and what you got going on this week?
Yes, sir. We're from the Washington, the D.C. area, really the metropolitan area, as far as our club is in the southern part of Maryland, which is called Charles County. The name of our club is Charles County Elite. And, you know, we were blessed to have 24 of our athletes qualify for the Junior Olympics. We're down here now. We had our athletes run the day, the 4x4, our midgets ran in the 4x4. We're waiting on the results should be in, but they ran at a time 10 seconds faster than their time coming in, which we were happy with. We had only one experienced runner with them, which was my son. The rest of my first-time runners, and in our region, they qualified for first place, and they finally made it to the Junior Olympics. So we applaud them on their effort. Also, tomorrow we will have 20 athletes running in the 4x1 from primary boys 8 and under, primary girls 8 and under. We have Bantam boys 9-10, Bantam girls 9-10. We have sub-midget boys and midget boys running So all together we were able to, out of all of the 24, only 7 of them are returning track athletes. The rest of them are first-timers. They're very excited. They put in good times. We had a personal best earlier this week. Also, my son ran the 100 and the 200 early this week. He came in seated, I think, 58. He wound up being seated 46, so he did push up his ranking in that. And so, for the most part, the children are excited. And like I said, out of 24 children that made it, we have 78 in the club, 43 made it to regionals, and 24 made it to Junior Olympics. And out of those 24, only seven of them are returning track athletes. So we are very successful and very grateful to God for blessing us with a successful year this year.
Okay. Hey, and see, that's a great thing. See, you got folks out here that's out here volunteering their time, working with our young folks, and making sure that they get something out of these different programs. And it's not always about football and baseball and basketball. We got some runners out here as well. As most of you parents already know, we got some runners out here as well. Hey, Nate, just tell me, what is the age group of your club, sir?
Well, our club started really because we try to be community-based and be about the children. So we really have them from 5-4 years up, all the way up into high school. My daughter, she ran this year, her and a couple other children. My daughter was 4. She just turned 5, and she ran. She was running in the top race, and she ran the 100 and the 200. And she got her a couple of little ribbons also. We have a 6-year-older, when he turned 7. He will be running tomorrow in the Junior Olympics. His name is Devin, and he qualified. He's a nice young guy running in our primary boys. So we go from 5, if they're able, you know, the parents able to bring them out and teach them the nutrition and be part, participating, because it's not just about running also. We want to teach them how to eat, how to be respectful, how to carry the workout or practice in everyday life, and how to be good people in the community. So we really start from 5 and try to get them all the way up where they're running on a high school team, and even if they're on a high school team, they run with us afterwards, so we can help further them, get them a scholarship to further their education.
Okay, see, that's a wonderful thing. And you know, even more so, see, I've known Nate for a number of years now, and I know Nate's out there. He's not out there to try to break anybody's pocket. I believe, if I'm correct there, sir, this is a volunteer thing for you and most of your coaches, correct?
Yes, sir. My wife is my coach. We also have 2 other coaches, but we all volunteer. It's a nonprofit organization. And what we do, like even this week, I got out there with the children. We did fundraisers to help defray the cost for some of the parents, first-timers, to pay for their hotel and sponsor trips. But this is definitely nonprofit. We do this out the kindness of our heart for the community and to give something back to the children.
Exactly. And parents, when we talk about the Junior Olympics, you have to look at this thing on the scale as the National Olympics or as the World Olympics. You have athletes from all over the United States competing in this event. You know, you have 23 different sports being competed for competition at this event. You have well over 10,000 track and field athletes involved in this event. You got athletes from Texas, you got California, you got Florida, you got New Mexico, you got Utah, you got Arizona, you got Kentucky, you got Ohio, you got Maine. Everywhere you could possibly think of, you have athletes involved in this Junior Olympic event, and this is a annual event. So if you're not familiar with it, you don't know anything about it, get a chance, you go to the website, or you can Google AAU Junior Olympics, or you can go to AAUsports.org and then give you some information on the Junior Olympic program. Because it's another avenue for the athletes to get involved, young athletes to get involved. And as Nate said, he has athletes out there as young as 5. Is that too early for them to get started? No, that's not too early for them to get started. But most of the time, you parents are complaining about He or she got too much energy. That little boy got too much energy. You take him out there and get involved in one of these programs, and trust me, you know, harness that energy, and you're using that energy for a good and positive thing. Good and positive right. thing. So how long have you been running your club there, sir?
This is our first outdoor season, and we've been running with another club for 5 years, but the guy, his daughter went off to college, so he decided to disband the club last year in the outdoor. So we started at that point. We picked up, did all of the paperwork, and got everything ready, and took the classes to be certified and do the natural things from our history, you know, because we all was athletes ourselves, but to have the right credentials to teach young children. And my wife is in the school system, so it was easy to transition that to teach young children. And we were successful, and though we won home the national championship with our 4x4 relay team, we took them to Bloomington, Illinois, and we came home. We took out of 24 children, we came back with 17 medals and were successful and came back with the national championship. And we kept the ball rolling. So, like I said, we've been running track with the club for 5, but they disbanded. And the Charles County Elite Track Club, this is our first year, complete year with indoor and outdoor. And with that, out of 78 children, 43 went to regionals qualifying, and out of the 43 went to regionals, 24 made it to the Junior Olympics.
All right. See, it sounds like, you know, there's folks out there that's doing things for our athletes. And I definitely applaud my brother for the fine job that he's doing with his club. Again, listeners, if you're on the Internet and you want to call in, you have some questions, or you want to add something to the conversation, or you want to highlight your child's involved in the Junior Olympics, you can give us a call at 464-929-2416. I'm giving you the wrong number. You'd have messed that up for sure. 646-929-2416. I don't know what it was there, Big Nate. I'm sitting here looking at these numbers, and they start all running together.
Sir.
So,
yes, sir.
I know it's been a long day for you. I ain't going to hold you on here long, but definitely I appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir, anytime, and I thank you for the hard work that you're doing and getting the word out to the community. And like you said, it's been a long day. We're getting ready to shut it down, and 8 o'clock we'll be back on the track starting with the young guys, and hopefully we can break some PRs and hopefully get into the finals. But if not, at least we get some personal records today so that we have something to build on for next year.
Exactly. It's all about the kids getting that experience, getting that exposure, and getting an understanding of what their bodies can really do when they're out there on the track. And see, like I tell the kids all the time, track and field, track mainly, when you're out there on the track, that's that one sport where you're not depending on that team to carry you. You out there as an individual, you in that lane, only thing that you have out there with you is a white line to your left, and a white line to your right, and ground underneath your feet. So it's your self-determination, your motivation, your drive, your dedication is what's going to get you down that track and cross that finish line. Now, how much you want to put into that is all what you're going to get out of it. If you ain't putting nothing into it, you ain't getting nothing out of it. Again, callers, you want to call in and talk to us for a little while, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. You got anything else you want to give us before you go there, or you just going to hang on and keep the conversation going?
No, sir. Just I thank you for and I want you to keep up the good work, and I try to listen in on the line.
Okay, no problem there, brother. And we definitely appreciate you again. And what's the name of your club and where you located? That case, we got some of our listeners that may be interested in catching up with you later on after this season's over.
Charles County Elite Track Club in Waldorf, Maryland, in the southern Maryland area. Waldorf, any of the areas, Charles County. They can email us at charlescountyelite@gmail.com, or we can be reached at 240-412-4551. That's 240-412-4551. Or Charles County Elite, @gmail.com.
All right, brother, we definitely thank you.
Thank you.
And I like to hear what the athletes do. If you know, you got a couple of them that make it to the finals, we're not going to be back up on the air until next Tuesday. But we're normally on every Tuesday at 7 p.m., same call-in number, or we're on every Thursday at 9 p.m.,
yes,
same call-in number. And
well,
you know, over the last
out
few,
to you, Mike.
Hey, I appreciate it. Anytime you want to call in, the Parents Coach and Parent Network is going to be here for you, bro.
Thank you, Mike.
And when you get to that time period and you got some of them athletes and we need to start talking about athletic scholarships and things of that nature, again, Parents Coach and Parent Network is here to give you a better understanding of what you need to do, because we got quite a few athletes calling in and experienced parents and experts and all them other folks calling in to share their insight on the recruiting process and how to help get that athletic scholarship for your athletes.
Yes, sir. I know that's right. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right.
So
I'll be talking.
Yes, sir. I'll be talking to you later on there, brother.
Okay, then, Big Mike.
I know. All right, Big Nick.
All right, Chief.
Later.
Chief.
Yes, sir. All right. Again, that was the Childs. That was my man, Big Nick. He called in from his track team who was involved in the Junior Olympics. And trust me, he got quite a few athletes that's involved. I've seen his team. He got some athletes that's some hard workers. And you may look at them and think, oh, it ain't nothing but a bunch of little kids. They look so cute. But trust me, I watched some kids in action, and they are interested in the sport, and they're putting in some serious time. Again, callers, if you got anything for us, you can call, give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Hopefully I have a couple more callers in, because I know I made contact with a few other folks that was interested in calling in. I talked with a family from Jersey earlier, and hopefully they'll call in and give us some insight on what their daughter's doing out here. And I talked with a family or a group from Detroit, and hopefully they'll call in and give us some insight on what's going on with them. But earlier today, I had the opportunity to make another connection, you know, because Parent Culture Parent Network is all about making the connections and making things happen for the community and the kids in the community. So I made another connection with a group called the First Tee of Hampton Roads. The First Tee of Hampton Roads is a junior golf group, and hopefully at some point in time, we'll have the opportunity to have them come up on the Parents Coach and Parent Network and give us some insight on the First Tee and how we can get some kids involved in the junior golf group. They do a junior golf course where they get kids involved and give them lessons on golfing. You know, oftentimes our young men and women get involved in golf, or everybody's not baseball, basketball, track and field, whatever. Some of them may be interested in golf. So if we have that opportunity, we can get them involved. Let's go ahead and go for it. Let's go ahead and go for it. So, again, it's the First Tee of Hampton Roads. Right now they're currently working through the YMCA, but YMCA is just a vehicle that they're using to get the word out, and they actually have a little van, a little RV that they ride around that they get some golf instructions in, and then they may move out to the field to do some additional work. But again, that's the First Tee. Hopefully we can have them on and give us some insight on how their program's going and how we can get some young athletes involved. Parents, I'm hoping that you're going to call in, and we're going to talk about some a few things and keep this show going. A few things that I like to talk about, you know, as always, I got a few comments up my sleeve there. Or I got a few things I like to share with everybody. One of the main things is, you know, if you don't have a copy of that guide for college-bound student-athletes, parents, you need to go out there and get you one right away. The guide for college-bound student-athletes. It should be the 2010-2011 edition, the guide for college-bound student-athletes. That gives you all the insight, all of your insight on how to get your child prepared for an athletic scholarship. And that is basically your checklist on getting your child ready for an athletic scholarship or getting your child to that recruiting process. Now, that is not the sole guide for the recruiting process, but that gets you started, get you heading in the correct direction. So be prepared to get your hands on the Guide for College-Bound Student-Athletes. And if you don't have one, again, you can reach out to the Parents Culture Parent Network. You can reach us at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. And also, a couple other things that we talked about, there's some changes that's coming up, and all these changes are listed in the Guide for College-Bound Student-Athletes. So, you know, again, get your hands on a copy of it and make sure that you are thoroughly knowledgeable of the content of it, or we can sit and talk about it. Now, the Parent Culture Parent Network will be taking a twist here real soon, and we'll be starting up a series of workshops as well. A series of workshops will be in the Hampton Roads area, and we will do a series of about 6 workshops starting sometime early to mid-September, and we'll go all the way through till early to mid-December, where we'll have a athletes appreciation reception like we did last year. So we'll have our second athlete appreciation reception where we'll invite a bunch of athletes in and we'll talk about different things that have changed in the athletic world. You know, some of the new websites that's out there, some of the new technology that's helping them get a better understanding of the recruiting process and things of that nature. So we'll have our reception again sometime in December. Stay tuned to the Parent Culture Parent Network, and we'll get that information out to you. Also, if you want to look us up, you can look us up on Facebook as well. We have Parent Culture Parent Network page on Facebook. So if you're interested in staying in tune and finding out what's going on with the Parent Culture Parent Network, you can reach us at Facebook, Parent Culture Parent Network on Facebook, as well as here on the Blog Talk Radio show. All right. One of our big shows that we got coming up there, parents, we'll have the Math Lady on the 12th of August. And the Math Lady will come in and talk about math. So what is the connection with math and athletes? Math is a big part of your SAT. So she's going to talk about the SAT prep, and she's going to give it to us from a math perspective. Hopefully we can get her to talk about strategies and things of that nature. So therefore, you know, we'll have our athletes prepared and ready to do their thing when it's time for the SAT. And if they ain't ready, then okay, the Math Lady can give you a better insight on how to be ready or how to get ready. If you have any questions, again, parents, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. You know, as always, I always have my little phantom callers. They call in. They don't raise their hand. They don't want to talk about anything, but they're always on the air with us, and I appreciate that. So I'll give a shout-out and a big ups, hello, thank you, appreciate it, to my little phantom callers that call in, and they never raise their hand. So when I try to bring them on the air, they just sit there and pretend like they don't hear me talking to them. But again, we are always out there for you. The Parents Culture Parent Network is always out there for you. Okay. Parents, you know, some of the things that, like I said, you need to be aware of. Currently, this is the quiet period. This is the quiet period. And what are you talking about? Quiet period, you should have 4 periods that you should be aware of during the recruiting process. You talk about your quiet period, your evaluation period, your dead period, and your contact period. And each time we come on the air, I'm going to remind you what time period this is. And hopefully we'll get to the point where you'll know it inside and out, because I've been said it enough times, so that way you know what time period it is. Quiet period, basically you're not having any contact with any of the coaches off campus whatsoever. You know, so you are basically shut down, or it's fairly quiet as far as the big recruiting process or the recruiting rush, and your athletes get a chance to recruit and regroup and all the other kind of stuff, because you know soon September will roll around and things will pick up again. But the quiet period is during that time period where you and your athletes have a chance to regroup, get themselves together. You get yourself together, get a chance to get some rest from that long. If you're a basketball parent, you get a chance to get some rest from that long month of July where things are going on just about every week during the whole month of July. You know, then you also have the evaluation period, you have the dead period, and you have the contact period. So if you have any questions about that, again, that information could be found in the Guide for College-Bound Student-Athletes. The information could be found in the Guide for College-Bound Student-Athletes. You know, parents, like I said, I spoke to a few parents earlier today about, you know, calling into the show. I want to see if I can reach out to this group that I met from Jersey. So if you can hold on and bear with me, I'm going to try to reach out to these folks and see if they'd be willing to come on the air and give us some insight on what their athlete has done at the Junior Olympics today. So let's see if we can do this. We tried it the other day and was pretty successful. We're going to give it a shot again today. Okay, trying to reach out to the family. See if I can get a one ringy dingy. Okay, we got dial tone. We got a ring.
You have reached the Sprint PCS voicemail box of...
Okay.
973-2-2-3-9-6-1-6.
Probably looking at the number saying, okay.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
Who is this
or
calling
just wait
us?
For the tone. To send a
no,
numeric page,
nothing wrong with that.
Press 2 now.
All right. So that call didn't work, so hopefully we can get them to call in some other time on probably next Tuesday. Hopefully we can get them to call in next Tuesday. All right. This is the Parent Coaching Parent Network, Michael Scott. We met previously. I was just trying to get some insight on your daughter's performance at the Junior Olympics. You can give us a call on the air at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Thank you. All right, parents, and all the other things that we have out there is kind of quiet today, so we're not going to be on the air long and hold you up, you know, but I always got to give my folks around the country some props there. Definitely big shout-out to my folks out of the Texas area, Apple G's, and their commercials always get us going.
Are you a high school student seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's APOGEEZS.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
All right, parents, believe it or not, that group there, they're out of Texas. They also do another free recruiting service for student-athletes, another free recruiting service for student-athletes. So you can reach out to them as well. Let them know that you heard about them through the Parents Coaching Parent Network. And definitely, they'll be there to take care of you. Again, parents, those of you that's listening to us on the Internet, you want to call in at any time, you can reach us at 646 929-2416. And while you're checking out our show page, if you hit that favorite button, that'll let us know that you appreciate what we're doing, and you know, keep us on, keep us going, keep our motivational level up as we do our thing here on the Parent Culture Parent Network. Well, parents, I think that's probably going to be it for this evening, and we're probably going to shut it down here. I was hoping to get a few more parents call in because I know I had made contact with a few folks, but you know, they're probably trying to get the athletes bedded down for the evening, especially if they have an early morning, just like old Big Nate said. They're going to be back out on the track again tomorrow morning at 8, so therefore that means somewhere along the line they got to get up, get the athletes fed, and then get back out there to the track. So hopefully they will get a chance to call in probably next week sometime and give us an update on what their athletes was able to do while here at the AAU Junior Olympics. Well, parents, and you know, in closing, I'm going to go ahead and close it out with my man Keith Wright. For those of you who didn't get a chance to listen to my man Keith, Keith brings us some nice little music, something he wrote for me in about a day and a half, and I appreciate that, and that's going to be the theme song for the Parents Culture Parent Network. After that, we're going to close out there, parents. So, Keith, what you got for us?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Like my man Keith Wright said, he's making smart cool, and that's what the Parent Culture Parent Network is all about, making smart cool. So on that note, we're going to close out, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Again, the Parent Culture Network is here for you, parents, and we're going to help you get a better understanding of the recruiting process and how to obtain that athletic scholarship for your young athlete. And you can always give us a call from wherever you're at. We do two shows a week. You can give us a call at 646-929-2416. We do a show Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. and do a follow-up show or an additional show with the focus on the parents on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for both, of course, Eastern Standard Time. But, hey, again, it was nice hearing from you. This is the Parent Culture Parent Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And we're out. You have a good evening.